Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it is trivia time.
It is indeed. Good to see you again.
You as well. And last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't we clear that up?
Yes, I said start with the cereal brand Grape Nuts. Change one letter to an L, then rearrange the result to spell the two-word name, six letters in the first word, three letters in the second, of a handheld tool. What is it?
Well, what is it?
Well, if you change the R to an L, you can spell staple gun, which you probably shouldn't use while you're eating your grape nuts. Okay, Ian, on April 18th, 1970, Let It Be by the Beatles was the number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. It was the song's second week at number one and was ousted the following week by ABC by the Jackson 5. This week, we'll Let It Be with a quiz in which each of the correct answers is a two-word phrase where the first word starts with the letter B and the second starts with the letter E.
Okay, I will be on my best behavior.
Let's find out. First up, coined in 1969 by American mathematician Edward Lorenz, what term refers to the idea that a slight change in the initial conditions of a situation can result in dramatic differences later on?
The butterfly effect?
That is the butterfly effect, yes. Mr. Lorenz was the pioneer of chaos theory, and there's no evidence whether or not he predicted a mediocre Ashton Kutcher movie would be somewhere down the line after that.
But what if they'd never made that movie?
What 2000 film set during the UK coal miners' strike in the mid-1980s tells the story of an 11-year-old aspiring ballet dancer and was adapted into a musical that premiered in London's West End in 2005?
It's a good thing there was a second half to that clue to get me to Billy Elliot.
That is indeed correct. And Elton John wrote the music for the musical, and it won the 2009 Tony for Leading Actor in a Musical, which was the first time the award was shared between three actors.
Mm.
What NFL quarterback played most famously with the Cincinnati Bengals from 1984 to 1992 and currently holds a number of records among left-handed quarterbacks, including most touchdown passes and most passing yards?
Is that Norman Esiason?
It is Norman Boomer Esiason, that is correct. And he currently hosts the morning show in the slot once held by Don Imus. In existence from the mid-4th century to the mid-15th century, and originally ruled by the Emperor Constantine the Great, what name is now commonly used for the Greek-speaking continuation of the eastern half of the Roman Empire?
That's the Byzantine Empire.
It is the Byzantine Empire, named for Byzantium, which became Constantinople, which became Istanbul.
And a pop song.
And a pop song, that's right. That's nobody's business but the Turks. And finally, appropriately, the patriotic blue Muppet named Sam, who often attempted to bring dignity and class to what he called the lowbrow entertainment on The Muppet Show, is what species of bird?
A bald eagle.
He is a bald eagle. He's a big blue bald eagle. That is correct. Let us know how well you did. Quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can play back this LP at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, and this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with a six-letter word beginning with L for a person who does menial jobs and errands. Add a B to the front of the word and an E to the end of the word, and you'll get a two-word phrase, five letters in the first word, three letters in the second, that names something you might get after a fight. Who is the person and what is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge, and we will be in these same seats this time next week.
Hopefully speaking words of wisdom. See you then.